Game Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know TJ from Tacoma is. TJ, are you there?
Present.
Hello, TJ. And were you by any chance listening to the men's room at 5:40 on Friday to get that cheat sheet?
I don't think so, no.
All right.
I'm not sure. A lot's happened over the weekend.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to have to wing it, yep.
TJ will wing it, so Steve, you got to get out of here now.
All right, bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, TJ has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What color were Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz?
Red.
Correct. What is the second largest wine-producing state in the U.S.?
Washington.
It is. On a map, what do you call the horizontal lines?
Latitude.
Yes. Whose sidekick was Pedro Sanchez?
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, baby. Ca is the chemical symbol for what?
Calcium?
Yes. Which bear species is the largest by weight?
Grizzly.
No.
Brown.
No.
Black?
No. What band had the albums Little Queen and Dreamboat Annie?
Pass.
Which organ produces urine?
Bladder?
No.
I don't know, pass.
What color are mosquitoes most attracted to?
White?
No.
Black?
No.
Red?
No. Which German city was the setting for the musical Cabaret?
Munich.
No. But you know what? You did pretty well. You got 5 correct, which is right down the middle.
Ew. Started strong.
You started on fire, man. That was fantastic. Steve had a long weekend, probably got a little too much sun.
A little bit.
His brain might not be firing on all cylinders.
Oh, okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Showtime.
What color were Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz?
They were red.
Yes. What is the second largest wine-producing state in the U.S.?
Washington.
It is. On a map, what do you call the horizontal lines?
Latitude.
Yes. Whose sidekick was Pedro Sanchez?
Chez.
Whoa. Whose sidekick was Pedro Sanchez? Mm-hmm. The Lone Ranger?
No.
Batman?
No.
Johnny Carson?
No. CA is the chemical symbol for what?
Canada.
No.
Calcium?
Yes. Which bear species is the largest by weight?
Black bear?
No.
Brown bear?
No.
Polar bear?
Yes. Ugh. What band had the albums Little Queen and Dreamboat Annie?
Oh, crap. What band? Rolling Stones?
No.
The Beatles?
No.
The Mamas and the Papas?
No. Which organ produces urine?
That'd be the liver?
No.
The kidney?
Yes. What color are mosquitoes most attracted to?
Red.
No.
Oh. Purple?
No.
Tan?
No. Which German city was the setting for the musical Cabaret?
Austria.
Yeah, that's it.
Started off good.
You did. And you got 6 correct, and that's actually a win.
Let's go.
6-5. Sorry, TJ.
Boo. I'm the best. I'm the best.
TJ
came out strong at first, and then just kind of just disappeared.
Dude, TJ got the first 5 correct.
Okay, so.
And he was on fire. So he did know, though, that Pedro Sanchez was the sidekick of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, vote for Pedro.
Yeah. Neither of you knew that Little Queen and Dreamboat Annie are heart poems. Mosquitoes are most attracted to the color blue. And Berlin was the setting for the musical Cabaret.
Okay.
Congratulations on your big victory, Steve.
That's all that matters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, I held a music festival in my backyard.
That's why your voice is all tore up.
It sure is. And it involved fire,
nice.
Lobsters, and lots of live music. So how did the whole thing go? You're going to find out after Guns N' Roses. Over the weekend, my husband Brad and I hosted our, I believe, 9th annual Camp Cash, Summer Bash.
Do you guys have merchandise yet? Are you making t-shirts?
1 year we had koozies and they were so sick.
All right, next year we got to step it up. You know what? I'm going to set up a merch tent next year. I'm going to come and I'm going to make money off of all of your high friends.
But you know what's really cool though is that we have a tie-dye station. So if we printed them on white t-shirts,
That's what I'm saying. You could customize.
I think you're onto something, Steve.
So I'll charge like $10 for the shirt, keep it simple, and then $40 if you want a tie-dye.
Perfect. You know what I mean? Like it. Capitalize.
Yeah, make some sunglasses, maybe some sunscreen as well. How'd it go?
It went so well. It was very, very hot.
Yes.
I mean, it was like just smoking hot all weekend, but we had these beautiful shade structures that were made so people were able to stay cool. We had misters going, a bunch of bands, DJs, probably 120 people showed up.
I was about to say, how many people stay?
I'd say probably 50 or so. There's still people in my house right now, Steve.
That would just be, I don't even know how. And are they in your house or are they just camping?
No, they're camping in a trailer. We had several trailers, motorhomes, RVs, all that kind of stuff.
You even had porta potties.
We had two porta potties, yeah. Shout out to the septic folks in Granite Falls.
Did they already come and pick those up or do you keep those?
They're not picking them up till Wednesday.
Well, that's kind of cool. I would take, get your money's worth and just use only them for the rest of the week.
Save that septic. Oh, yeah, for sure. Save that septic. It was just awesome, though. This probably was my favorite one yet.
And I did see that your husband performed with your dad. That had been a cool moment to be able to watch your husband and your dad playing music together.
Oh, it was a blast.
Here's a little bit of a clip from that. I do love that. Like such a ball your husband is, Brad. He's like, she's my pride and joy. And then he sees you filming and he points at Tara and goes, there she is right there. I'm getting laid tonight just by saying that. So there's a horn section.
My favorite part is that when in the video, Taryn pans out to the crowd and it's just like a bunch of ladies just dancing, just getting down with
grooving
the bad self.
To the sweet sounds of Mojo Cannon and Brad Cash.
Jenny, they were doing the full on like hippie dance thing going on. Like all we need
a
is
lot
like
of a finger pointing.
We just needed a team of hacky sackers at that time.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so you told me a bunch of stuff over the weekend that you did, but Danny doesn't know everything. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to put Danny to the test. So I have a list of the things that happened at Camp Cash.
Okay.
And some of these things actually did happen. Most of them did. But some of these things did not happen. I want to see if you can figure out which ones did and didn't happen.
Here we go.
All right. They ended up burning something, and it was their Christmas tree.
Ooh. Now, you know, I'm going to go. I know Taryn loves fire, but I'm going to go with no, because it's July.
I know.
Why? Wait, they probably already burned like 17 Christmas trees.
Oh. Turns out, yes, they burned something, and yes, it was a Christmas tree.
I forgot we even had it.
Where was it?
It was just kind of drying in like our little wood pile.
You have way too much acres of land if you don't remember that you had a Christmas tree.
I
just
totally forgot.
And so you burnt it. What time did you do that at?
This was Friday at probably like 8:30 p.m.
Taryn's Russian neighbors came over for Camp Cash and ended up getting into a fight with one of Taryn's friends over the movie Rocky IV because they felt that Drago was the hero of the film. And Taryn's friend, of course, thought it was Rocky.
I'm going to go with, of course that happened. They would fight for Steve Miggs and his stupid Rocky obsession all the time, right?
Oh, come on. They were there.
But they did come over, and they had the best time. So Helen, that lives right next door, she's from Ukraine, and she actually had all of our friends sign her dress with American mottos. She wanted American mottos written on her dress.
So what mottos were on there?
I put, it's all part of the adventure.
Oh. That's a motto?
Somebody put live, laugh, love.
See, mine would have been, can I get fries with that?
Mine would have been.
Somebody probably did write that.
All right, how about this one? Their dog Brute, ended up dropping a dooski on the dance floor right in front of Taryn's dad while he was singing a song.
No, that sounds too, like, perfect.
It happened.
Oh, my God.
You guys, I have a picture of it. I'll show it to you. Somebody was so awesome and snapped a photo while he was mid-poo.
Oh, my God.
But so what was the just an awful transition, but let's forget that was even just said. I'm sure your dad was real happy about that.
He could not believe it. It was hilarious.
Really?
Oh, it was so funny.
So I feel weird now asking, but how was the food?
The food was fantastic. So our buddy Brad, the meat man, he did like a beautiful lobster roll dinner on Friday night. And then our other buddy Bill, his wife is from China and she made Chinese dumplings. So we had lobster rolls, Chinese dumplings. So fantastic. Then on Saturday, we had brisket and pulled pork. And he made this mac and cheese using the lobster shell stock from the night before. Cooked the mac and cheese in like a lobster water. Oh, and then everybody brings.
Second, hold on. I've never heard of someone doing that before. Is that a thing?
I don't even know if he had done it before, but it worked. And there was no leftovers. We had so many good pasta salads and other side dishes, watermelon salad, all sorts of good stuff. A dessert table that had bundt cakes and Oreos and like anything you could possibly imagine.
Danny, I know you spent a lot of money to go to the Warped Tour. This sounds like it's better than the Warped Tour. You get way more amenities.
I should go next time. I'm going to sell my tickets and just come hang out with you, Darren.
Please do. I would love it.
Next time, save us a lobster roll.
I will.
Yeah.
They were, honestly, it was next level. And all the bands were fantastic. We had probably like 5 bands that played, 2 DJs. It was just so rad.
2 DJs?
Well, we had a DJ Friday night and then a DJ Saturday night, plus a bunch of bands. It was so much fun.
Now, do you pay these people?
Yes.
This is insane.
Wow.
At some
She's
point,
like a whole operation.
When is Live Nation going to take over Camp Cash?
It's got to be getting close. Yeah. I mean, we need regulations for sure.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a woman who got herself arrested for allegedly sending nearly 160,000 text messages. Many have opinions on this, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A woman from Arizona really mishandled things after she met a guy through a dating app. She ended up getting herself arrested for stalking. She sent over 159,000 messages to this guy.
Okay, so what did she do that was considered to be stalking,
though? Well, on top of that, she was later found inside his home, claiming that they were meant to be together.
Okay, I feel like that's the big issue. Like, you sent me a bunch of... Okay, hold on. Both are bad, but showing up to someone's house and then breaking into their house seems a lot... That seems to be the lead.
And I have so many questions. Like, how did she know where he lived? You know, like, did he give the address? Or did... Oh, I don't even know. But many people have had to voice their opinions online about this, of course. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Found a few of these messages, and really for no good reason other than the fact that we love his voice. We figured who better to read this than Robot Gilbert Gottfried. May he rest in peace. So these are some of the comments about this woman that sent nearly 160,000 messages to a guy that she was into. Are you ready for the first comment?
I cannot wait.
Okay.
Someone give her my number.
There were a lot of thirsty guys on social media after this story came out.
Probably assuming that because she's crazy, she's probably good in bed.
Or they're just so hard up for a woman, they didn't care that she's crazy.
She looks like she'd do it again, too. I could see her thinking... Oh, wow, I have to message him about how I got arrested.
Yes, I can. Have you ever been the psycho ex? Be honest.
I think I've just been the psycho current girlfriend.
You have been.
I mean, a little bit,
with Brad?
No.
No.
I mean, he'd probably say yes.
God forbid a woman is passionate.
Yeah. It's depending on how you look at it.
159,000 passionate messages.
I would like to see his phone. Like, you know how like you do like a screen record video?
Oh,
like,
my
just
gosh.
Show every message. I would love to see like just how it continues to like just get worse and worse.
At what point did it start getting unhinged?
Yeah, at what point do you say maybe I'll just leave him alone?
I need me a woman this obsessed with me.
Danny, have you ever been the psycho ex?
No, I was a psycho current.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
current.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was like in high school, I like,
there was, my girlfriend went to like a concert that I didn't want her to go to, so I like showed up and was like, wah! Like all mad you about showed up it.
Did you buy a ticket or did you wait for outside?
No, I waited outside.
Oh.
And then they sent out security and I had to leave.
No.
Yeah.
Crazy Danny V.
Wait, so she saw you outside like the gate?
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm waiting for you.
Yeah.
And she told security to get this guy out of
here? Yeah. And it wasn't even anything bad. I just wanted to talk, Steve. I just wanted to talk.
Dude, college Steve made some bad choices as well.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Grant, I never got security asking me to leave. I remember showing up to like an ex or then girlfriend. Well, I realized rather quickly it was over. When I showed up, I waited for her to get back from a night out at the bars in her lobby of her apartment.
Oh.
And just waited. And it was the saddest thing.
You creep.
I know. And then she showed up saying, why are you here? And I was like, I don't even know anymore.
She was really excited to see you?
No, she was not at all.
Maybe if he responded the first 100 times, she wouldn't have become extreme.
That's a very good point. I think this guy's in the wrong.
I mean, the number that was just in that comment, 100, I feel like 100 messages would be a lot.
Yeah.
This is 159,000 messages.
Yeah, like, where's the breaking point for any of us? Like, how many messages do you send when, like, if you don't get a text back, do you finally say, you know what? I just got to stop texting this person.
I think maybe after the fourth text.
I don't know. Based on some of my friends who are girls, they just, then they shared like their screenshots of guys in their DMs and they just keep going.
Thirsty.
It's insane. Like they're relentless.
Yeah.
Like they're just like, do you think after like the 70th message, they're going to finally be like, you know, I should write John back.
So you can safely send 158,999 messages before getting arrested. Got it.
I don't know if there's a set number.
I mean, was it the messages that got her in trouble or was it being inside his home claiming that they were meant together that got her arrested?
I think all of the above.
God.
Some people have just texted in saying somebody said I fake needed to pick up a sweater just to drive by my new girlfriend's house 3 times or... I never even had a sweater there.
Oh, no.
Another person said, I once Venmo'd a girlfriend 1 cent just to put messages in the description like, miss you, and I wish I could talk to you.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe don't do that.
Don't do that.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are teamed up with Mary's Place on Kix for Kids again this summer, Rockaholics, and we've got a big goal. We want to put 400 brand new pairs of sneakers on local children whose families are going just through a rough time. Given that boost of confidence that they need to go back to school with a big smile on their face, walking the halls.
Shout out to Aaron Jackman, donated $60 for Kix for Kids. You're helping out the kids.
Go to KISW.com to make a donation. We know that many are rockaholic, just waking up, sipping down some coffee, trying to make sense of the world, because there's a lot happening out there, and it's information overload, Steve Miggs. So we're going to help out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Ooh. Let's go.
There was a ton of speculation about Motley Crue being the greedy band that Sharon Osbourne had referred to in talking about the Back to the Beginning show.
Yeah, when she mentioned that there was one band that was not a part of it that she like uninvited because, well, they were wanting money and this was going to be like a show that all the bands did for free because all the money went to charities.
Yeah.
And everybody was guessing it was Motley Crue.
So right now, it's sounding like it wasn't Motley Crue. It was a tweet by Nikki Sixx, where he was saying that somebody in the band was dealing with some health issues. Maybe it's related to Vince Neil recovering from a medical procedure. But it sounds like it's not Motley Crue. It's somebody else.
I also saw, I think it was today on his Instagram, Nikki Sixx made mention of his own health. And so maybe it was something that was going on in his world. Because he's like, you know, I want to live to 100. And, you know, and so I need to, like, take care of myself. So it might have been something to do with him. I did hear rumors, and I don't know if this is true or not, but some people are speculating now that it might have been Soundgarden because, of all things, they were invited to be a part of this, and they never ended up showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And some are thinking, and I think Soundgarden, which is also odd because like I don't even really view them as being a band. I know they've done some stuff since Chris Cornell has passed away, but I don't really think they've been viewing themselves as like a band that plays shows, but mm-hmm. Maybe it was more like members of Soundgarden were supposed to be there, and they posted something where they were bummed they couldn't make it, but for whatever reason, they weren't able to make it happen because of traveling and stuff like that. So, who knows?
I want to know.
I know.
I want the dirt.
She did. Why is it just like a band that nobody even cares about?
Yeah. Come on, Sharon. Give us the info.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out. Oh, man. This is exciting. I don't know. You guys are big Jelly Roll fans, but he's now stepping into the WWE ring. Just like Logan Paul.
Are you getting excited?
I think it's kind of funny because Logan Paul, who's also like doing stuff in the world of wrestling, but he's actually really good at what he's been doing. He got in the face of Jelly Roll, and now they're going to have a match at SummerSlam. Not just them. They're teaming up. Like, Logan Paul is going to be with Drew McIntyre, and Jelly Roll is going to be wrestling with Randy Orton. And it's all because Jelly Roll showed up to SmackDown on Friday to perform. And Logan Paul, well, for some would say he did all of us a favor and trashed all the instruments. Others would say that's not the case, but he also said mean things to Jelly Roll.
Stars. Certainly not to listen to music made for people who have tattoos of their children but don't have custody of them.
That's a sick burn.
Logan Paul's been doing a very good job of being an unlikable douche, which I think is not a stretch for him as a person, but he's doing a good job in the ring with that.
Well, and Jelly Roll's been on such a health and fitness journey. He's down like over 100 pounds or something like that.
He's looking pretty good. I mean, I had to do a double take. I'm like, oh crap, I knew he was losing weight, but he's been losing a lot. But the part that I think you guys would appreciate, who's sitting in the front row while all this is going on? Jelly Roll's woman, of course.
Bunny.
But also right next to her, Fred freaking Durst.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but he was just there.
Are Fred Durst and Jelly Roll homies?
I got to imagine so.
Otherwise, oh, that makes me so happy.
Or Fred Durst and Bunny XO are homies. I don't know, whichever one. But there he was, just hanging out in the front row of the WWE.
I am so thirsty for Dursty. I just love it.
So if you do want to see what's going to happen at SummerSlam, it'll be going down August 2nd and 3rd. Maybe we have a party at your campsite.
Oh, at my house? Camp have Cash. A big watch party?
Camp Cash SummerSlam Bash.
I would be 100% in for that.
All right.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs this morning, Rockaholics? If you think that you have what it takes to take this man down, give a call now. 206-803-ROCK is the number. If you think you can beat Miggs at 850.